This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the budget session of Parliament has been extended for 3 days so that the law enacted in 2023 for providing 33% reservation to women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies can be implemented from 2029. Addressing an election rally at Thiruvalla in Kerala, Mr. Modi said the government has extended the budget session and it will meet again for 3 days, April 16, 17 and 18.
जो कानून हमने पारित किया है 33% महिलाओं के लिए 2029 में लोकसभा के चुनाव से इसका लाभ मिलना शुरू हो जाए 33% बहने पार्लियामेंट में आकर के बैठे इसके लिए कानून बनाने की जरूरत है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Cooch Behar in West Bengal today for election campaigning. At the Cooch Behar Ras Mela ground, he will campaign in support of BJP candidates contesting on 8 seats of Cooch Behar district and 5 seats of the Alipurdwar district. Ahead of the Prime Minister's rally, state BJP President and Rajya Sabha MP Shamik Bhattacharya appealed the residents of Cooch Behar to make the Prime Minister's public meeting a grand success. In Himachal Pradesh, 4 tourists lost their lives and 19 others were injured when a vehicle carrying tourists from Delhi plunged into a deep gorge in Kullu district yesterday evening. The accident took place in the Soja Ghyagi area of Banjar subdivision. The injured have been admitted to a nearby hospital and are currently reported to be out of danger. A total of 23 tourists were travelling in the vehicle, all of whom had come from Delhi to visit Himachal Pradesh. Kullu Superintendent of Police Madan Lal said that the identification of the deceased is underway and the causes of the accident are being investigated. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that redevelopment work of New Delhi Railway Station is progressing at a rapid pace. In a series of social media posts, the minister said that steps are being taken to enhance the safety and convenience of passengers at the station. He noted that around 1,500 AI cameras will be installed to strengthen security and monitor all areas and added that every employee and vendor will be provided with an ID card and jacket for proper identification. The minister said that models of coaches with new designs and improved toilet facilities have been prepared and an existing coach has been upgraded as a sample. He further said that Bharat Taxi will be connected to the station and new signages will be installed to improve passenger convenience. A total of 345 Indian fishermen stranded in Iran amid the ongoing West Asia conflict arrived safely in Chennai yesterday evening after being evacuated through Armenia. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, the fishermen were brought back as part of India's continued efforts to ensure the safety of its nationals in the conflict-affected region. Earlier in the day, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, in a social media post, expressed gratitude to the Armenian government for facilitating the evacuation and thanked his counterpart Ararat Mirzoyan for enabling the safe transit of Indian nationals from Iran to India amid the conflict. Easter is being celebrated across the globe today. It signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion and death at Calvary on Good Friday. The event marks the culmination of the Holy Week of prayers, penitence and the recalling the final phase of Jesus Christ's life. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended his greetings to the people on the occasion of Easter. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that the sacred day celebrates hope and renewal and expressed confidence that the festival brings peace, joy and brightness to everyone's lives. The Prime Minister added that the teachings of Jesus Christ inspire all to embrace kindness and strengthen the spirit of togetherness in society. In the World Para Archery Series, teenage quadruple amputee archer Payal Nag defeated world number one Sheetal Devi to win gold in the compound women's final in Bangkok. And that is the end of this news bulletin.